Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Wendy's Coffee House.
The craft took off, and I remember seeing stars going by the windows. That's the last I remember until I remember coming back and waking up from what seemed to be a deep sleep inside the craft.
Hi, I'm Wendy. Continuing my conversation with John Foster, the website, johnfosterufos.com, you can check that out. There are a couple of other interesting elements in this segment, and it has to do with the invention that John has. The other part is about the time travel. First, the endorsement from Donald Ware. He says, believe me, this is one of the most important stories UFO experiencers have to offer. I think he was inspired to write To Earth from Heaven for our benefit, for the benefit of all truth seekers. That's Donald Ware, fighter pilot, scientist, nuclear engineer, teacher, birder, researcher, former regional director for MUFON, board of directors of the International UFO Congress Convention. In this one, I also touch on how it has impacted my own life in ways that are sometimes so subtle. It's hard to tell the difference, but because they stuck out and I wrote them down, I can connect the dots. I knew at the time these things were important for me to remember. And the reason I think John's information is so important is because it draws all of this stuff together. Seeing others involved with him also out of body, some of those who also had memories. And that's what he talks about when he says the familiar strangers. Traveling aboard E.T. craft with these other people, he eventually ended up meeting in different UFO groups. The things that are happening when you start seeing synchronicities, patterns, unusual events, unusual people, familiar people, and you don't have any idea why. John's story illustrates that.
Don Weir asked me, after the international talk in 2001, he asked me to give a talk. It was at Florida, Fort Walton Beach. They had some videos, and it was some of the first videos that came
Gulf
out
Breeze.
Were
Gulf Breeze.
Gulf Breeze, right.
Yeah, Gulf Breeze.
Donald was living in Fort Walton Beach, and he and the Gulf Breeze UFO group met near the beach between Fort Walton Beach and Gulf Breeze. So I gave a talk down there. And then I sort of started having difficulties with different people, mostly of the New Age. And, of course, other people who were traditional didn't want to hear about it at all. So Annie and I decided after the talk we'd travel on up the East Coast. And we gave Bob Teach a call, and he wanted us to meet him at his old residence where he was brought up. So we met him there, which was in West Virginia. He explained a UFO sighting he had had, and he also showed me that he had left or that he had lived in the same place that one of the late 1980s inventors had lived. And he showed me where he had done some of his inventions, and just blew his mind that my invention was almost identical to that invention.
What did you make?
I can't tell you, because the voice who was coming from a tree at that time told me not to reveal the invention because the proceeds were to be used for helping the immigrants coming in, especially the orphans from south of the border.
We're talking about what John was allowed to remember, but has been told not to share. There are a lot of connecting factors here. When you are an experiencer and you hear other people discuss almost verbatim similar accounts, similar events, similar patterns, then you are validated. And you know what you have experienced is real. And it doesn't have to blend with the mainstream. You're awake.
You know, I wanted to know, even if it killed me in 1984. sure enough, it almost killed me. And I can't be a part of the project now because I think most of the people are dead now. I would have staked my life on the fact that I would have died in 1988. Things didn't work out. There were people that were leaving their families. They would leave their kids. They were whacked out on New Age philosophies and so forth. And so I decided it wasn't worth it. But Annie and I did split up for a year and a half. And I finally decided it wasn't worth it. And I was bound to push it to the limit to see what in the heck it was all about. And then I finally decided, you know, this project is not working out for me. So I'm not going to be a part of the project unless they land in the backyard, come over and have a cup of coffee and explain that it's all for the benefit of God and who we know as.
They can't tell you.
Well, they did tell me. Essentially, they said the monitors were keepers of the earth. They were responsible to a hierarchy that included who we knew as Michael and Gabriel, the archangels, who were responsible to the entity who we have known as Christ, who is in charge of this corner of the universe. I know that that's hard for people to handle sometimes, but I have to consider that's the actual truth. As far as humans understand it, you know, I know we go way beyond that understanding, but what that tells me is that the records in history are more accurate than a lot of people think they are. And they're not as accurate, or they're much more broad and understanding than fundamental Christians, for instance. They read it. They hear their preacher talk to them about what the real truth is. And then they don't take it any further than that, which is okay because we're all different. So it's really not very good to judge anybody for anything.
Did they mention other planets? Did you ever see that kind of projection or forecast?
Only once, and I think this is chapter 13 in Imminent Discovery, Volume 2. Okay. This was when a friend and I were taken up on top of the first building that we were to build in the future, and it was an actual building. We could feel it and touch it and so forth. Mm-hmm. And there was a craft that showed up, and there were some of the familiar strangers in the craft, and I was told that they were going to take me to my homeland. And I was really leery, you know. My friend, of course, he was a fundamental Christian. He thought it was all evil. So they told me that they were going to bring my family in, and that I was to explain to them where I was from and that I was going back to visit. I actually saw suspended in midair my grandparents, my parents, my sisters, and the voice was there also, and he got me to explain what he had told me. And then I got in the craft, and I recognized some of the familiar strangers, but not all. They weren't all in there. The craft took off, and I remember seeing stars going by the windows. That's the last I remember until I remember coming back and waking up from what seemed to be a deep sleep inside the craft. We all got outside, went outside, and then there was another man, a guide, during some encounters that would explain what was going on, and he was up the hill some distance away, and the others ran and to hear what he had to say. And my friend and I thought it was really weird, so we didn't go. And there were a few other things happened. Then we got in, this was for the time travel, and we got back into the craft and went back to the original departure point, which was at the DeSoto Bend Wildlife Area, just north of Omaha.
John Foster. His reality includes being involved with clandestine UFO contact for almost 5 decades. If you read John's books and go to johnfosterufos.com, you'll find out more of the story.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Your relationship with Annie, I think, is so important in this whole scheme of things because it suggests that it was guided.
And that's happened with my own relationships. I was, you know, told I would be with this. And this was a hardcore, really tough relationship for me to be in for 7 years. It was 7 years to the day. And they said, this is, you'll walk through fire and not get burned. And you could not do that until this point in your life. And boy, oh boy, that was a whammy. But I lived through it.
All right.
But it was.
Well, are you still living through it or not?
No. My husband now, I met when I was 14 at a camp, a conservation camp here in Kansas. And he told me, because there was a light flashing across the way, and he said, see that light? That's flashing. They're talking to you. And I said, don't talk like that. People will think you're crazy. Now I have flashing night lights that I've been talking about since 1997. I have this guide and the lights are flashing. And so when we met 28 years later, and he said, yeah, so crazy. And, you know, but we weren't supposed to be together at that time. The reason I connected with him was because he was supposed to be here at this time of my life, and he is my biggest support system. So,
all right. Oh, I saw him on one of the videos.
What was so funny was that I didn't remember his first name is Robert, and they kept saying, Robert is coming. Robert, you're going to see Robert. And I'm like, who the heck is Robert? Robert Andrew. Andy. Little things, they would give me clues. These are my guides, and I've struggled with what to call them because all I can say is they're non-corporeal. They don't have, you know, they don't have a body. They can manifest in a way that we need to see them that is helpful for us. It isn't one size fits all.
Yeah, it's different for everybody. Yeah.
And people don't like that because they want it to be easier. They want it to be cookie cutter, and they want it to, you know, to fit in a nice little box. But Jacques Vallée says this is we don't have a definition for it. And I believe the more we evolve as human beings, these stories will continue to evolve, and the beings we see, there might be some, like when you're talking about Gabriel, I've had saints. They took me, they guided me to go to a church in New Mexico, Taos. I had no idea. I was told to go to the church, be there at a certain time. Then I realized this is a church Georgia O'Keeffe painted. This is a well-known church. I didn't recognize it from the back. It's all adobe. My mom showed up with me, and I'm told it's raining. And so we see the church in the rain. I know I'm supposed to go there the next day, and I can't go until 10 a.m., is what they tell me. So I go. When we're there, the church is closed. The doors are closed. So I take pictures. A funeral is going on. They say, it's okay. You've been told to be here. You're fine. Afterwards, they are doing remodeling on that church. It's the time of year they fix the church. And so the doors are open the entire time. They said, now there's another thing about this church I'll tell you in a minute. But they said, so what happened when you went to the church? Well, I took a picture of the doors. It's really beautiful. And they said, and what did you do to take that picture? The only way I could take the picture and get everything in was to be on my knees. And then they said, so we told you to go to the church. You had to get on your knees at the church. Ha, 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 ha. The Church of St. Francis. The Church of St. Francis. Now, this church also has a picture, and I've had two or three incredibly transformational experiences because for me, this church picture turns into a 3D experience. And it's a picture of Christ. The guy who painted it, it had luminescent phosphorescent paint, which did not exist at the time he painted it. So he painted this picture and then he sees, oh my God, it has a cross on his back. And he's like, he got rid of it because it scared him. This church has it. They keep it in a darkened room. And when you go in, then you see it, the luminescence part. And what happened to me is Christ came out, he turned around, and he said, the cross, they've convoluted it. Their message is convoluted because they have Christ carrying it as a burden on his back. And it's not. Christ is carrying the church with the cross in front of him. I am the truth, the way, and the light. I am love. I am God. And that the whole, that's the way it's supposed to be presented.
You got it. Well, I'm so glad to hear.
Your story is essential. It has all the components. It has the frozen time. It has the future. It has how we are being guided and protected in many ways. But people don't want to believe that. They're so frightened of it. They're intimidated by things they can't see. And so, of course, it's the devil. And Scott, you know, when they accuse Christ of being the devil, that's that lets you know that people are, they need help.
Yeah. Right.
John Foster's story stands out because it is so detailed. There are so many elements involved. The fact that he's an engineer, the fact that he remembers being guided, instructed, another word for that is programmed, to go a certain direction with his life. That some areas were shut down and other areas the doors opened. And the fact that it very explicitly draws out the connections between what those UFO, others that we have no clue about, who are here shaping, influencing, directing our reality. That's fascinating. So something else is going on that, by and large, the general population is oblivious to. The cool thing about that is that more and more experiencers are waking up and they have a support system to say what they are, we are, you are experiencing is not your imagination. It's real. It's happening. Share your story. Find a community. Get a support group. Compare notes. The blink in the sky is an attention getter. But when you develop telepathy and your own insight, your own ability to incorporate that PSI experience, extrasensory perception, that's where we go forward. And that is actually what they are trying to encourage us, to push us, to force us to engage. That other sense of perception that's extraordinary when you finally understand how it connects all of the dots, and maybe even more relevant than the UFO issue. From an earlier segment, do you believe in an afterlife?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't. We had out-of-body experiences, and the one big proof is the Dillon Lake experience in 1975, where my daughter, my son, and I had an out-of-body experience out over the lake, over the water. And she remembers some of what I remember, and she remembers the voice talking, speaking, that telling us that we had to go back, we had to go back. And she remembers seeing my body. I don't know, I can't recall if she remembers seeing hers when we went back and approached the shore, but I remember seeing my body standing there, and of course, before I left, I saw my body standing there, and I was told that that was me, that was my body, and so on, you know. So When we were out of body, which means that we have a spiritual body and we could communicate, we could talk back and forth to each other, but we couldn't see each other. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't see, they had a voice that took charge of them and dealt with them. And I had a voice that took charge of me, and, we all met out in the middle of the lake and several things happened and so forth. And I think that's chapter 6 in Imminent Discovery, volume 1.
Thanks for listening. I'll put the links in the description for the show. Again, johnfosterufos.com. And his books are available on Amazon. My blog, where I talk about stuff like this and other things, Talking to Nightlights, WordPress, or just do talkingtonightlights.com. Stay curious.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.